Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
All right, so the FBI announces an arrest today in the pipe bomb related to January 6th. Something about this, I don't know. Something stinks here, I think. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here today. A lot going on. It's a busy day. And big announcement from Cash Patel, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, as they were discussing all these things. And it's, I don't know. They said no new information. They didn't get any new information on this. So they just... apparently dusted off some old things that were just hanging around the FBI. I don't know. This guy's apparently leftist. So, a couple thoughts. Number one, first of all, you have a vice president-elect of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, at the Democrat National Committee in D.C. She's at the DNC. And apparently, even though there was a bomb, they don't shut everything down and move her away. And she barely talks about it. She mentions it in her book briefly. The January 6th committee only brought up the pipe bomb five times. We went after and arrested old ladies for using the bathroom in the Capitol building that day. But it took us all these years to get the guy who allegedly planted the pipe bombs the night before on January 5th. Now, this Brian Cole, we don't know much about him. I'll just say this. I hope they have really good security in this guy's jail. And I hope the cameras don't reset at midnight for 2 minutes and then find out they don't reset at midnight. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's something about a guy that I know in law enforcement who's dealt with this kind of stuff his entire career. I won't name his name, but he has a couple of things that his radar's up after listening to that. He said, why would you leave pipe bombs with 1 hour kitchen timers out in the open the night before? There are over a million hits online relative to how to make explosives, yet this mix that this guy used failed, so the bomber never tested it. The FBI did not recover a single piece of DNA evidence from either of the pipes, the timers, the wires, the powder, steel wool, etc. Something about this screams BS. Yeah. It also comes right after Cash Patel and Dan Mangino. There was that piece about them. It was written by Miranda Devine saying there's people losing confidence in them within the FBI. I'm not suggesting here that they're engaged in some sort of a cover-up. I'm just saying that there's more to this story, obviously. There really is. There's a lot more to this story. And if it turns out that they were violent, crazy leftists who were doing things like planting pipe bombs and putting up gallows and all the other things, then that really plays into the story that we've all talked about since January 6th, which is that there's no way that there were not people there organized to commit violence. And there was no way that there were they didn't have help from people. I mean, Ray Epps saying, go in the Capitol, go in the Capitol building. Mike Pence that morning decided that the Constitution did not allow him to do anything other than a ceremonial role. Yet there apparently was a gallows that was set up that day on the lawn of the Capitol building. Think about this now. In response to that, I just have to ask the obvious question. Where does one get a gallows with that little amount of time? It's like, okay, you get angry at the vice president, you're going to get a gallows. Where? What 24-hour store in D.C. sells these things? Does Amazon deliver this by drone? How does one come by a gallows that quickly? I feel like that needs a little bit more planning, don't you think? And if you were planning this to put a gallows up to try to say you're going to hang the vice president of the United States of America because he's not going to go along with rejecting the Electoral College results, but that decision's not announced until the morning of, yeah, I'm not buying that either. We don't have any answers on that. The whole thing just it just screams inside job, doesn't it? All this stuff, it really does. It screams it. And based on the announcement today, and I get it, we're excited that we have somebody in custody. Good. Except I just don't know if this is the whole story here. I don't know if this guy that they have in custody is really A, the guy, B, was acting alone, C, and we don't know if there's a... Because Julie Kelly, who's been all over this story from day one, points out a couple of very interesting things. Number one, you don't actually see him planting the pipe bombs. You see him going by the court. He's got his hoodie on. The bombs are discovered the next day by this woman who winds up getting a proclamation from Madison, Wisconsin, because that's where she's from. Her name is Carlin Younger. She was working with the government on a project there. It was called the FirstNet Project, a communications network dedicated to first responders. She goes out to do the laundry or something and sees this pipe bomb just sitting there. She thinks it's garbage at first, realizes it's a bomb, goes over to the Republican National Committee because the first place she went wasn't open, tells a security guard there. He says he comes over, he looks at it. They call the cops. The cops come. Then they realize there's another one by the DNC, and that's where the vice president-elect of the United States of America, Kamala Harris, is at the time. It's January 6th, 2021. In hindsight, they all talk about how this was far bigger than just people simply kicking in the windows of the Capitol building. But the day of, they don't evacuate everybody and say there are bombs in the nation's capital. Maybe this is a huge attack. Maybe this is... They just carry on with business as usual. It's like, oh yeah, we found a couple pipe bombs. All right, now go on with your business. Go about your day. That doesn't make any sense at all. No way does that make sense. You find these objects in the nation's capital the day the president of the United States is getting inaugurated, the day that the other president, or not inaugurated, excuse me, the day the president of the United States of America is giving a speech, the day that the incoming president is about to be certified by the Congress of the United States of America from the Electoral College perspective. The president had offered up 10,000 National Guards. The vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, had said no. You remember there's that video where she tells her daughter, she says, this is on me. This is my fault. This is my responsibility. I should have had better people there. I should have had this secured. You have the sergeant at arms and the head of the Capitol Police. They're both saying that they were told to basically stand down that day. Ray Epps is the night before out there telling everybody tomorrow we go in the Capitol, we go in the Capitol. That guy is then treated by the media as a poor victim of alleged conspiracy theories, and nothing ever happens to Ray Epps. And you've got bombs in our nation's capital, and they just carry on like business as usual. Two bombs in our nation's capital, one right by the vice president-elect of the United States of America. I don't know. I've never really understood that. I've never believed that. It was almost like they got the bombs and they were like, yeah, but this is kind of the thing. We're going to say there were bombs. But they don't go off. There are timers on them. They're placed the night before. Apparently, she says, this woman who discovers the bomb says she found it and it was going to go off in 20 minutes. There's a 20 minutes to go, like something out of a James Bond movie. So you're literally about to have a bomb detonate in Washington, D.C. That doesn't call an all-out response bigger than anything you could ever possibly imagine? I don't know. And the key takeaway of Bondi is that she says today that this none of this was any based on any information. It's just a cold case which languished for years. There was no new tip. There was no new witness. Just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work. So you mean to tell me that on the day that the left has compared to Pearl Harbor and 9/11, and when I say Pearl Harbor, I mean literally the proclamation for the woman who found the pipe bomb. They say that January 6th is a day which will live in infamy. That's the exact quote that President Franklin Roosevelt used after Pearl Harbor. On Wednesday, January 6th, a day which will live in infamy. So we spent all this time and all this government resources locking up people for walking through the nation's Capitol building, but there's not an all-out, full-on government response to figure out who is planting bombs. And the day of, they're not shutting down the nation's Capitol, even though we're still under this heightened watch since 9/11 about terrorism. And in fact, you think about it, it's not as if on January 6, 2021, we were still not checking people at airports. We still weren't doing TSA stuff. We were still on heightened alert. We're always on heightened alert. We live in a heightened alert society. So not since 9/11 have we found, at least as far as I know, bombs in our nation's capital. This would be the first time since that happened. Think about it, where you've got bombs found in our nation's capital, and they're like, "Ah, go on with your business. Go on about your day." And that's kind of how it happened. She was able to go back into her apartment because the whole point is that when she left her coffee pot on, and then they evacuated her building. The next day, she goes back in the building. The coffee pot's still on. It didn't blow up. And some friends come over. They have a glass of wine. They sit there talking. They're like, "I can't believe what's happening in our country right now. I can't believe how close we came to being blown up." And then the footage of the January 6th at the Capitol, they keep showing the footage over and over again. And all these years later, they finally arrest this guy for allegedly planning these things. But and he's apparently a leftist, and he apparently hates America. And he's I don't know. There's something's not adding up here about this. Here's a clip I mentioned. Thank you, Matt, for finding it. Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, admitting that she was responsible for the National Guard not coming in on January the 6th and taking full responsibility for it. This is her daughter's documentary that she did, the vampiric one, Junior. Take a listen.
"We have responsibility, Terry. We did not have any accountability for what was going on there, and we should have. This is ridiculous. You're going to ask me in the middle of the thing when they've already breached the inaugural stuff that should we call the Capitol Police? I mean, the National Guard? Why weren't the National Guard there to begin with?
They thought that they had sufficient resources."
"That is not a question of how they had been. They didn't know. They clearly didn't know, and I take responsibility for not having them just prepare for."
You should take responsibility. And the people who are in charge, the Capitol Police, the chief, who still blames you to this day for not taking responsibility, absolutely still blames Nancy Pelosi that day and saying that they were told to stand down and that they didn't have enough people there, that they were woefully unprepared for all these things. All right, so there's bombs in our nation's capital for the first time since September 11th, 2001. You've got the president of the United States a mile away. You've got the future president of the United States, or vice president of the United States, literally in the building where one of these bombs is discovered. You've got every single member of Congress there to certify the presidential election of the United States of America. You carry on like it's business as usual. You don't think maybe we're under attack. You don't think maybe that this is bigger than this. So then What did they think? It was a hoax? No, they didn't think it was a hoax, because they went on to talk about how MAGA was trying to blow up the Capitol building or blow up something or kill somebody or something. But then when they have the January 6th committee, they only reference the pipe bombs five times. They don't put all the resources of government into figuring out who did this. And the day of, they're not worried that this could be that the nation's under attack, that the pipe bombs are meant to distract people from other things. Yet grandmas who use the bathroom, they go to prison. This all just doesn't make any sense to me. I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense to me. Here's Pam Bondi saying that the cold case languished for years. All right. This is cut number four from today's press conference. Here's the attorney general. Cut four.
This cold case languished for 4 years until Director Patel and Deputy Director Bongino came to the FBI. The FBI, along with U.S. Attorney Pierro and all of our prosecutors, have worked tirelessly for months sifting through evidence that had been sitting at the FBI with the Biden administration for four long years. Let me be clear. There was no new tip. There was no new witness. Just good, diligent police work and prosecutorial work. Working as a team, along with ATF, Capitol Police, Metropolitan Police Department, and of course, the FBI.
So all this stuff, all this evidence, everything's there just sitting there. It's just sitting there in a box, and it's just kind of hanging out. And then they decide to go arrest this Brian Cole guy. Like I said, I hope Brian Cole has security in prison, in jail. I really do. Now they say there's still going to be search warrants that are pushed out. There's still going to be other things, but this guy has possible anarchist leanings. Anarchist leanings is what they're saying now about this guy, the alleged suspect here. This is cut number two.
Helicopter right here. This is very heavy police presence at the home of the suspect they have identified in the DC pipe bomb probe. So this is a live look from the Fox 5 DC helicopter. As you see in a cul-de-sac, the FBI now at the home of this suspect. And we were learning more earlier as we were hearing from the FBI after they announced that they made an arrest in the nearly 5-year-old investigation into who placed pipe bombs in Washington, D.C. before the January 6, 2021 riot at the U.S. Capitol. This arrest marks the first time investigators have settled on a suspect in an act that has had a long investigation by law enforcement and also led to some conspiracy theories. Those pipe bombs were placed on January 5, 2021 near the offices of the
What conspiracy theories is that snarky reporter from Fox 5 in D.C.? What conspiracy theories, out of curiosity? What? If a guy does turn out to be an anarchist, a leftist, well, then the theory that there were people there that day who were Antifa and these others is confirmed. If it turns out that this guy had nothing to do with it and he's just walking around with a hoodie and he's on video and he's got a hoodie, but they don't really know if he's, then they're getting somebody just to say that they got somebody. And if it turns out that there were other people involved here in this and then the government was covering it up, well, then that's not a conspiracy theory for those of us that were suggesting that the government was covering this up. I mean, that's not, what's the conspiracy theory? I'm trying to understand this exactly. If the government had all this information, there were no new tips, there's no new information, we're just all sitting there at the FBI, and for years we've all been suggesting that this particular thing was something that the government was not being honest about, along with who were the people that were there that day who were either FBI informants or FBI agents, or and who, why was Ray Epps telling people to go inside the Capitol building? Who the frig gets a gallows, like on the spot, gallows.com? It's not conspiracy theory here. It is questions that we still don't even have answers to, but we're just told, okay, now it's all better, it's all fine. So I think today we have a lot more questions than we do answers. I think Julie Kelly, who was on with Benny Johnson earlier, and I watched the interview, she made a couple good points too as well, which is we don't know if this guy actually planted the bomb in front of the DNC. We don't know if it was. See, the timeline of this is still something we're not certain of. They're saying he planted him the night before. They have him on video, but we don't actually see him do it. Apparently is part of this too as well. I don't know. How does nobody give tips? Nobody within federal law enforcement, the FBI, nobody in any way leaks this, or like with all the leaks in Washington, it's like we know who the pipe bomber is. But we're not going to say anything. We're just going to keep this quiet. We're going to just kind of brush it aside over here. You know what I mean? Like, that doesn't make any sense. None of this makes any sense. Here is, let's see here. We have, Cash Patel, FBI Director Cash Patel. What he said today regarding the execution of this arrest of the pipe bomber was flawless. Take a listen.
When you attack American citizens, when you attack our institutions of legislation, when you attack our nation's capital, you attack the very being of our way of life. And this FBI and this Department of Justice stand here to tell you that we will always refute it and combat it. We will provide the safest country the nation has ever seen under President Trump's leadership here. And that's what we did here today with great resolve on a case of massive public importance, as it should be. An individual who is now alleged to have placed multiple explosive devices to blow up multiple people and multiple officials, innocent civilians, is now arrested thanks to the brave men and women of the FBI and the interagency. I want to take a moment to thank the Metropolitan Police Department, the United States Capitol Police, our brave prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and our leader, Attorney General Pam Bondi, and U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, whose relentless work on this case made this possible. As the Attorney General said, we did not discover any new information. What we did, an investigation spearheaded by the deputy director and the ADIC of our Washington field office, brought in a new team of investigators and experts, re-examined every piece of evidence, sifted through all the data, something that the prior administration refused and failed to do. As a result of that, we generated numerous investigative leads, executed multiple legal processes with our U.S. attorney partners, and came to this conclusion today. And that is why we were able to safely secure this individual into custody. Remember, we are dealing with an individual who is alleged to have made bombs. We cannot do this sort of takedown in haste because it endangers the lives of law enforcement. And this FBI will never allow the lives of law enforcement and our prosecutors to be put in jeopardy.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something about this too that bothers me about this, and that is that I guess apparently the grandmother of this guy was on earlier today at ABC7 or ABC, saying the family's completely shocked by his arrest. The family's in disbelief of his arrest, saying they haven't gotten much information from the authorities. We don't know anything. As this guy was arrested, this Brian Cole. So there's a couple possibilities here. Possibility one, obviously, is that this guy is this radical Antifa guy, and they covered this up because they wanted it to just seem like January 6th was Trump and Trump supporters and MAGA, and not anything to do with radical lefties and Antifa spreading fear and chaos and everything else. That's number one. The only problem with that theory, though, is that if the goal was to spread fear and chaos, and you've got pipe bombs, don't you shut the entire like freaking city down? Don't you go on level one lockdown? Don't you scare the bejesus out of everybody? Don't you ratchet it up if that's the goal? Just merely finding a couple pipe bombs, just being like, we found them. They're like tire irons, you know? Theory two, of course, is that this is not the guy. theory three is that this was coordinated by people who were looking to create chaos, just like with the undercover FBI informants who were staging the plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer, who, and then the FBI goes and arrests all these people. And it's like, well, they were just a bunch of people just kind of talking on their couch, drinking beers until it was this undercover FBI guy who essentially now pushes them towards taking action. And the Ray Epps and everything else. In other words, not to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but was there a coordinated effort among people within the government to make everybody believe that Donald Trump, MAGA, everybody else was doing all these things? And then if that's the case, then they sit on all this information. It's just sitting there in the Capitol. It's just in the FBI and everything else like that. It's just there for the taking. I don't know. I guess the only hole in that theory from my perspective is that if they knew all along he was a lefty, then that means they knew who he was the whole time. Doesn't it? I mean, if it turns out that this guy's a lefty, and that's why they didn't want it released. They didn't want Christopher Wray and these other people didn't want his name going out there. And that means they knew who he was. Because how else would you know he's a lefty? How else would you know he's an anarchist? So that means then they probably have known who this guy was from day one. If there's a cover up involved here. Otherwise, it's what? Just laziness at the FBI? Dan Bongino said today there was no new tips. There was no new information. Pam Bondi says there's no new tips. There was no information. The case was solved internally. It was all there. It was all just sitting there. Okay, so it's either laziness, incompetence, or be a cover-up. But if it's a cover-up, then that means that they would have known the guy's identity if this is the guy, because they were covering up the fact that he was a lefty and he was Antifa, so they didn't want people to know that. So they covered it up, but that means then they knew who he was the whole time, and then nobody leaks that. Nobody, okay, that's something that doesn't make a lot of sense. And then the other issue, too, that doesn't make a lot of sense with that is then if there were other people involved here in covering up who this guy was, who this guy is, his identity and everything else. Don't we know that? Don't we figure that out? I mean, you can't tell me there was just like somebody walks down to the mailroom and there's a box on the table and they just dump it over and there's all these documents linking this guy, Brian Cole, to pipe bombings. So I don't know. There's a lot more questions than I have answers. I can tell you that right now. No doubt about it. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in, you can weigh in on our YouTube chat as well. Feel free to do that. Give your thoughts, give your opinions. So you got lots of different ways. You can even call the show. 855-839-1210. And that's the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see him today for your perfect smile. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the best. He'll give you the smile of your dreams, the smile you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. So as we continue along the show here today, I appreciate you being here. I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of questions, as I'm sure you do as well, regarding the arrest of this guy, Brian Cole. And we'll see how this unfolds throughout the afternoon. And weigh in on the YouTube channel. Let me know what you think. What do you think? Did they get the guy? Is this the guy? Is this it? Is this over? Is this closed? Are we going to get more out of this? Another big story that everybody's talking about right now is that Josh Shapiro trashing Kamala Harris for what she says about him in her book that no one read. It's amazing because that book came out a while ago, but since nobody read it, we're just finding this stuff out now for the first time. It's amazing. I think this is hysterical. It really is. It's funny. It's like, hey, you know, if you want, you can read Kamala Harris's book. Nobody did. Somebody did. Found something in there about her trashing Shapiro, and then Shapiro responds, "The book's been out for months. It's already in the bargain bin, the clearance bin." But it just shows you how nobody read Kamala Harris's book. I just think that's so funny. I really do. So Josh Shapiro, of course, gearing up for his 2028 presidential run, and he will definitely be running for president. No doubt about that. Oh, and you know, Halle Berry, the actress, trashing Governor Gavin Newsom in a big, big way. That's fun. That's something fun to watch. I'm enjoying that very, very much. No doubt about that. And the clip that's going around right now of Joe Biden talking about going after drug dealers and attacking drug dealers and calling them narco terrorists. This guy Maze on Twitter, who finds these amazing things, found this clip of Joe Biden from 1989, by the way. 1989. Great year. The year National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation came out. That's right. This is the year, 1989. January 1st. I'm sorry, not January 1st. December 1st, 1989. But here's Joe Biden all the way back in 1989, the Wayback Machine, talking about drug dealers and all these other people we got to go after. Cut 12.
Every president for the past two decades, Democrat and Republican alike, has declared war on drugs. And each of them has lost that war and lost it miserably. They lost because they attempted to deal with only part of the drug problem. They lost because their initiatives were pulled apart by bureaucratic squabbling among their advisors. They lost because they always did too little and they did it too late. We don't oppose the president's plan. All we want to do is strengthen it. We don't doubt his resolve. All we want to do is stiffen it. The trouble is that the president's proposals are not big enough to deal with the problem. We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. We have to lock up the dealers for a long, long time, and we have to attack the source from which the drugs come. And we have to do that not a piece at a time, but all at once. And we have to do it now. And there's not any reason why we can't do that. We have the power, we have the money, and we have the knowledge.
Narco-terrorists. Amazing. Well, think about it. If he was right back then, if they had listened to him, Hunter would not have gotten all that crack. Just saying. Just pointing that out. Of course, times have changed a lot. Times have changed a lot. And now Democrats are on the side of saying that we should not be going after the narco-terrorists. That's why I think Congress should take a vote on this, as I've been saying, because you'll have Democrats going on the record and saying these things. But it turns out that the story of the guys clinging off the boat, the two survivors, and then we say kill them all and kill the survivors and everything else like this. Well, according to ABC's Martha Raddatz on World News Tonight last night, the whole drug boat gate, the whole thing, new information coming out, cut number 11.
And tonight, new information. According to a source familiar with the incident, the two survivors climbed back onto the boat after the initial strike. They were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs. Because of that, it was determined they were still in the fight and valid targets. A JAG officer was also giving legal advice. So again, David, that video will be key, and Admiral Bradley will be on the Hill tomorrow behind closed doors.
The two survivors, they were believed to be potentially in communication with others and salvaging some of the drugs, which is what's going on. But Maxine Waters has tared into Donald Trump over the drug boat strike, calling him a killer. This is Mad Maxine, cut 10.
Hi, can I ask you about the situation with Venezuela, what your position is on Trump administration taking out narco-terrorists with those strikes on boats? Do you have any, what's your opinion right now? Do you support the strikes?
President of the United States is a killer. I am outraged at the way that on his own, without any consultation, or without appears to be the kind of in-depth investigation that would take place, or even trying to enter the boats and find out who the people are and ask questions. He's done nothing but kill people. He doesn't know whom they are, whether they're innocent or whether they're guilty. The President of the United States is a dangerous, unprincipled, out-of-control individual. And I think it's bad for this country what he's doing.
He is a murderer. He's a murderer. Now, the President of the United States of America was also making peace today as he was dealing with some world leaders and the Democrat Republic of Congo and Rwanda. Rwanda. Not the fake country from the Avengers movies, but the actual Rwanda. Rwanda. We'll get into that. But I just thought it's interesting, though, how Joe Biden said that back then. And now you're also at a situation where Democrats today are taking the exact opposite approach to this. So Joe Biden wanted to strike these narco-terrorists where they were. He wanted to go and kill them at the source and use the military and use all these things. And that's literally now the opposite of what Democrats are saying. So once again, the party has completely evolved on the subject. So the best thing for Republicans to do, put it up for a vote, and then you have a vote on the subject. And if it fails, if the Democrats don't go for it, well, then they're on that side of the issue, and there you go. So I'm just saying, it seems to me like a no-brainer, politically speaking. It really does. It seems like a no-brainer because this story is not going away anytime soon. This is going to be a story that we keep hearing about. And as I mentioned to you, and I'm a little bit nervous about where it goes because you have a lot of people who are looking to, and Washington's always like this, there has to be a fall guy, you know, and maybe this admiral will be the fall guy. Maybe it'll be Hegseth. I don't know. But there probably is going to wind up being a fall guy over this whole situation. Now, the survivors who were killed were actively continuing the drug mission, according to what the admiral said to lawmakers today on the Hill. So Admiral Frank Mitch Bradley told Congress today that the survivors were attempting to continue their drug run, making them and their already damaged vessel legitimate targets for another attack, according to officials. The version of events that he delivered would obviously then push back against claims that they were survivors who were waving the white flag and looking to be rescued, and they were looking to be turned in. This Admiral Bradley, the commander of the Joint Special Operations Command, closed-door briefing, and then, of course, they show the picture of the boat. Now, it's very difficult on the boat when you look at it to see these guys on the back, but I think the key takeaway from all this is that if this is an authorized military operation by Congress and this happens and you have a situation like this, you're getting rid of the gray area, and you're leaving the decisions in the hands of the military to make the determination whether or not a use of force is appropriate, which then gives the president the political cover that he needs, because right now he is completely exposed in all this. somebody's going to take the fall for this, is my prediction, whether it's this admiral or somebody else. But and you got to wonder, too. You got to wonder if this happened back in September and this is coming out now, and the Democrat lawmakers put up that video where they all said you can defy these illegal orders. That was their whole thing that they were saying. You can defy these illegal orders. You don't have to follow illegal orders. Is there an attempt right now within the Pentagon to try to oust Pete Hegseth? Is there an attempt right now to put this on him by people who are there to say that he is incapable of being the Secretary of War? They knew this video was out there. They knew this order was given. This is an old story. It didn't just happen, but it's happening now, and it's happening after everybody's been having the conversation about illegal orders. And did we fall into a trap by asking the question, give us an example of the illegal orders? Was that the setup? Think about it. And the video comes out, you have these six members of Congress, everybody starts calling them the Seditious Six, and they're all talking about these illegal orders. Everybody keeps saying, give us an example of illegal orders, give us an example. They don't give any examples. They don't give it. They bring up Vietnam, they bring up Abu Ghraib, but they don't give any examples. And then this story comes out about this boat being blown up and these two survivors who are then the orders given to kill them. So you got to wonder, did we fall into a trap with the whole idea of saying, hey, you know what? You can't name an illegal order that's been given. And now everybody's debating whether or not this is an illegal order. You see where I'm going with this? It's almost as if it was planned perfectly, perfectly timed and perfectly executed. But that means then that somebody at the Pentagon who had this information and had this video and had the knowledge of the survivors has to be leaking something to somebody either within the media or to the Democrat lawmakers, because the video comes first. So that means then that there's somebody in the Pentagon in the orbit of the Secretary of War or the top brass of the admirals or whoever who's getting this information over to the Democrats and saying to them, you know, there's this video coming out. This story that happened where these two survivors were clinging to the back of a boat, and then they give the order to kill them, even though they're survivors clinging to the back of a boat. Now, it's not going to come out yet. And then all of a sudden they scramble together and they put together this highly produced professional video of them saying, you don't have to follow an illegal order. That becomes the big story. That becomes the story that everybody's talking about, is that. The president responds by saying that these members of Congress should be tried for sedition. People start talking about them being executed. And then this video drops of this boat being blown up, and the story comes out that the Secretary of War ordered everyone dead. Now, that's not true, but that's what the Washington Post reported, and it took the New York Times to do some cleanup on aisle six on that to say that that's not the case. It's not the truth. But here you have this admiral now testifying on Capitol Hill today as to what happened and saying that these were not people who were trying to surrender. They were trying to actively continue there. So they're going to debate that. But it's almost as if it was just a perfectly orchestrated, executed plan from day one, from when this happened to now, to set the table for the conversation to be made about illegal orders. And that means there's a leak in the Pentagon. No other way to put it. I mean, somebody there is actively working to help the Democrats work against the administration. And that means then also that if there's other things like this that happens, then that stuff's going to come out too. Because that's the way it's going to happen. All right, let me take a quick break. We're coming right back. We had a lot to talk about today. It's a busy day on this Thursday. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a beautiful Christmas song you picked out today for us, Matt DeSantis. What a wonderful Christmas song. Great job. Excellent. Great job.
Out. But wow. I do like it.
He had nothing to do with that.
No, this is all Justin.
Oh. Oh, well, I mean, how was I supposed to know that? So, you know, here I was trying to be nice to you, and...
You if know. It's not Mariah Carey or Springsteen, assume that it was Justin.
Yeah, well, you know, so there you go. Anyway, great job, Justin. Well done.
Thank you.
This isn't Be Nice to Justin week.
Be Nice to Both of You week. Linda's getting a 2-for-1 deal, I decided, with her money. You know what I mean?
I don't think she likes Justin, though.
She doesn't. But
have you seen the deposition, Matt? I can tell you with 100% certainty she doesn't.
Now, we're all going to be together on Friday next week. We're all going to be live with the Children's Behind the Badge Family Foundation, and we're all going to be there. So it'll be fun. It'll be good. So
the next two Fridays, actually, because then we
next two Fridays
right after that.
That's right. Now, the thing about Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week is it's going to be cut short.
Well, why is that? Well, also, did it ever truly begin?
I think it did.
No, it did
I
not.
I think this was a very successful Be Nice to Matt DeSantis week.
It was at best be neutral towards Matt DeSantis at certain points.
It's best you're going to get.
Look, I've kept a lot in my head, like thinking, you know, wondering what would happen if I saw you clinging to the back of a boat. Would I give the order to take you? You know, like things like that I've kept in my head. So keeping that in your head sometimes is winning. We call that a win.
All right, I'll take what I can get, I suppose. You could have them as your co-hosts.
I could. And Reagan would definitely take over the show. There's no doubt about that. And probably give a very high quality show. But, yeah, she'd be running in here every 2 seconds because she has no attention span. I can't even just put a movie on for her. I could do that for Claire and say, go watch a movie and hang. But not with Reagan. Reagan can't. She doesn't have the ability to sit still for 8 seconds. Really, we took her to the movies. We took her to see Wicked, and we couldn't get her to sit still the entire time. So she's my daughter.
Was that the new Wicked or the first one?
The new one.
Is it any good?
I mean, you'll like it. Most men wouldn't. I'm sorry.
Okay, that was not very nice. That was not nice at all.
Damn it.
I thought the first one wasn't bad, honestly. If I'm being truthful. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. I was expecting much worse.
Did you like the singing witches?
They were fine, I suppose. Did you see their press tour, by the way?
That was awful.
Something's going on the set of that film.
So weird.
Oh, man. Ariana Grande and that Cynthia Erivo, they are bizarre.
Well, aren't they in some sort of interspatial, intersexual, non-conforming gender love affair or something?
It seems like it. And the other weird thing is they also look to have lost maybe 20 pounds apiece while on the set.
Easily.
They were thin to begin with. Now they're like scary thin.
Yeah, Cynthia, I mean, Ariana Grande has that Ozempic body, as they call it, where you just become, your body ceases to exist, and you're just essentially AI at that point. You've lost so much weight.
Yeah, something weird was going on that set.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Probably a lot of heroin. So
anything tangentially related to the Wizard of Oz is just cursed.
Yeah, because didn't they use asbestos or something for the... for one of the scenes in the first, like the original film.
Yeah, and then they fed Judy Garland a diet of cigarettes, a piece of bread, and just nonstop coffee all day.
That's healthy.
That sounds wonderful. Yeah, but that sounds great, though. I would sign me up for that in a heartbeat.
And the munchkin hung himself. I think
is
that's
that
not
true, though.
No,
what?
I think it's not true. I think it's like some sort of optical illusion, but it does look like a munchkin hung himself in the background.
That's one of those old wives' tales. I don't know if you've ever figured that out, if that's true or not. Let us know if you know if that's true. Did a munchkin actually hang himself? A little person, a midget, as
another munchkin's in the movie.
Still never letting Matt DeSantis forget that he never got us a little person.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.